Imperial Army. He had had to learn English. He gave his name as Lucius and said he had one Flavius Octavius with him. Mickey came through again and asked if we knew anything about Mithras. We said that Mithra had been a god of the Persians. Mickey then said he thought the group had something to do with Mithras, some sect. The next to come through was a lady who said she wanted to speak to us. And then she sang very clearly and quite loudly what sounded like a folk song, a very catchy tune, but in an unknown language. Mickey then said she had come with Lucius, so the language might have been that spoken by the ancient Romans. Dr. Marshall came through at the end and said that there was this group of people who had lived in ancient times and wanted to speak to us in their own ancient language. He said that although the sitting might have appeared quite mad, it had all been done for a purpose, because if the ancient language could be deciphered or translated, it might be so evidential that it could blast skepticism and criticism. It would be marvelous if it could be translated, though they realized the difficulty in doing this. Also, they were going to repeat this sort of sitting from time to time.
This seance was recorded on the 31st of August, 1964, medium Leslie Flint.
Lucius.
Sometimes.
Yes. sometimes I am called Lucullus.
Lucullus?
My name is Lucius. I have been here many, many years. I was for many years a suja, as you call it today. I was some time in this country garrison, as you say, in Varalamium. I was of the Imperial Army here for some few years. I have been here many years in this new life, which is so different to the earth, that I like to come to the earth to see the people and to take help, give help, if it is possible.
Very pleased.
I have to learn English especially to come here to talk with you, with me today are
thank you very
several
much.
People who went on earth were also
very pleased.
Part of my life. I have many friends who come with me.
What nationality were you, Lucius?
Roman.
I think so.
Romano. Roma.
Yes.
It is difficult to speak English for me. I have to learn more words.
You're doing very well.
You're doing very well.
Flavius Octavius here.
Oh, yes.
Were you in the time of Rome, Emperor?
You seem to have got hold of a new group. There's a number of ancient, or at least old Roman people here, and also there's an Egyptian here, and also there is a monk who only came over in the Middle Ages, who speaks mostly Latin, and doesn't know a lot of English, and his chants, his, it's all very confusing.
You're the one who was chanting.
Combination, you know, I tell you.
But anyway, Vicky, we don't mind.
No,
bring them through.
I know, but it's a bit confusing.
Yeah, bring them through, we're very pleased. Anyone can help.
I like it.
Hello.
Hello.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it to come to speak to you. I like it to come to speak to you. I want to speak to you.
Come along, Finch, you're speaking to us.
You're speaking to us, Finch. For singing.
Mm. We never had that before.
Never had it before. We were very pleased. They come again. We don't mind what they're there.
Should have had me a choir, shouldn't we? Should
we
have
a heavenly choir,
should we?
Very nice.
That lady came with Lucius. I got an idea. She's an ancient Roman. I may be wrong, but they seem to all be linked up together.
Mm.
And they're all associated with, presumably centuries ago, and possibly in Italy and Greece. There's a whole gang of them here. It's all very confusing. I can't say quite exactly who's who and what's what, but it's
well,
a proper, you know, sort of interesting doing
in a way.
Like
but
they seem to, I don't know, that lady, she wanted, I don't know whether that was a song of her day or what, but she's trying to get over something which could be very evidential and interesting, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, that's quite good, Mickey. And we'd like again to sing if they would, Mickey.
We can get it translated.
We'll try and get it translated.
Do you know who Mithras is?
Mithras?
Yes.
Yes, Persian
God. Well, I'm not saying there's anyone here called Mithras, it's in that they talk about Mithra. I think they had some particular religious sect.
In the time of Mithra, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all very, I don't know. That's what. One of those mornings this morning, mate.
Mickey, it's very good, Mickey. We're very pleased. Don't worry, Mickey. We're very pleased to come through.
They
keep on.
It's all very interesting because there's a small group of souls here who are associated with ancient times, and some have endeavored to speak a few words in their own language, and others have endeavored to chant or to sing, and one woman was singing what was presumably some kind of popular ditty in her day and age, at least some song which presumably she remembers and has an affection for, which if translated or if it could be deciphered, which may not be possible, of course one can't say, when one refers to dead languages it must be very difficult to know what they must have sounded like and indeed what certain words may have meant, it may be very difficult to comprehend, but there is a lot of method in what may seem on the surface, as Mickey would say, madness, because we feel that occasionally, if we can bring something through which is, in a sense, very unusual, and something which, if checked and if possible, proven, it would be so highly evidential that it would be a marvelous thing itself.
And we have tried, and we shall continue to try from time to time, to link you up with some ancient souls who may, I hope, be able to transmit messages in their own dead language, or a language which we hope is not that dead that cannot be followed, but certainly something unusual and rather different, which should prove, and I'm sure will prove, highly interesting and evidential. Mm-hmm. It may be a little unusual, but I think it's good. Very nice indeed. We like to come and talk to you in the ordinary way, but we know the kind of criticisms that you're bound to have, and we're anxious, very anxious, to give you something which is rather unusual and different, and something that could be, if proven, as we hope it may well be, highly interesting and evidential, that will stifle any criticisms of any kind, because this in itself, if we can achieve it, will be a tremendous step forward. Anyway, it's been a little difficult, a little complicated, but we shall continue on this line from time to time.
Good.
It was nice speaking to you. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Dr.
Goodbye.
Marshall. Oh, goodbye, Missy, then.
Goodbye,
Missy.
And you're sitting.
Well, thank you.